Hey, this is B. Haywood, executive producer of Confirm Multimedia. And if you want extra content, you can go to buymeacoffee.com/confirm and get early access to all of our content.
You're listening to Confirm.
Big and Lazy.
This is the Big and Lazy podcast. This is Big, and we got a very special service for y'all. Early access.
Buymeacoffee.com/confirmed.
$5 will get you early access to the episode next day.
And $8 will get you exclusive content as well as early access to the episode. So if you don't want to miss any of the good stuff that we've got going on, then please subscribe to us at buymeacoffee.com/confirmed. Bye.
You're listening to Confirm.
Bella bitch, I'm the CEO. Watch how you talk to me, ain't having it. Cameras at the spot, I be recording it. Run to a trap, stay down till you come up. Move in silence, I grew up on that. All them bitches think they competition, man, I'm laughing at. I got in my feelings, I ran it up. All them hoes rapping, I pass them up. Strip clubs, yeah, we throw it up. They know what's us, we show them love. I hang with gangsta and baddies. They type on trip with your daddy. I told him to sleep with some panties. He aggy, my attitude nasty. You approaching a queen, don't argue with peasants. I don't need a king, I did it myself. And watch how I hold it in the palace. Ain't seen him in weeks, I've been doing me. I ain't really with all the nagging. He give me a stack when he petty. He give me a stack when he petty. Won't let him hit it, been craving some dick, you know I'm a picky. Hella hoes and hella cities, ain't seen my face, but you know he spinning. Competition, ex niggas dissing, took a spot, name in the spillings. Say you miss me, it's a big C.
Talk that shit.
As you can see, they got the baddest on this bitch. What's
okay,
up?
Okay,
you heard her. At all the guests we had, this might be the most versatile. She sing, she model, she act, she produce, all that.
Already wrote a script for the Big and Lazy production movie.
Yeah. Our first movie's on the way, so we can get the, it's going to be the executive producer. Anna B, how you feeling, man?
Anna B, black, Anna B, blessed, and beautiful.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Feeling that. Be back again, man.
How y'all been? How you feeling?
I'm all right.
How y'all feeling? Feeling good.
Episode 11, feeling blessed. Mm-hmm. We appreciate your presence and even, you know, wanting to get down with us, you know. We back with another one, Big.
Thank y'all for having me.
Mm-hmm. And for take a shout out to our sponsors. This sponsor is Lady J's Lemonade. It's keeping us hydrated.
Always.
Bah.
You know what's in our cups.
Bah.
You know.
Mm-hmm. And another, on a serious note, my brother died 6 years ago today. And this is his jersey. It's a replica of his jersey. So this is a moment of silence for him. He's been gone 6 years. He'd have been, 30? No, he wouldn't have been 30. 29. He turned 30 this year. R.I.P. Baby Joe.
R.I.P. Baby Joe, man.
R.I.P.
So how would you describe yourself? If somebody asked you, like, how would you describe your music? Like, if you could tie yourself to anybody, like, mainstream or industry, like, how would you, who, you know what I mean? Like, you know what I'm saying?
Like, an artist that I can, like...
Yeah, like, similar music, similar vibes.
I can say, like, a Nicki Minaj, Doechii type of vibe.
I can feel that.
Doechii's like, I feel like she has she gives me like a big Nicki Minaj influence. But I have a lot of different type of friends who do a lot of different type of music. So right. I just try to like make sure I'm not counted out whenever it's time to create.
What do you like to do more, perform or the studio session to do the song?
I mean, I can't pick between the two because it's like the session, like that's why I do this shit. You feel me? Like I don't have a job. I am the job.
Uh-huh. There you go.
So it's
young
like
boss.
I love it, but it's dope whenever me and my friends sit in the studio for 10 hours on one song and perform it.
Yeah.
And everybody love it. And it's like, whoa.
Right, the process.
Let's go make another one.
you sound like you like the process.
Yeah,
but that's
the process. That's what counts.
Yeah, that's what makes it. You know what I'm saying?
Like, so how many songs? Like, how many songs? You say in the studio? You're in the studio for 10 hours. Like, how many songs are you kicking out in that 10 hours? Are you just perfecting the one song? Like,
it really depends on the day and the engineer, because working with different people, we know each other to the point where I don't got to tell him to punch me back in. When he hear me fuck up, he gonna stop me. You feel me? Like, little stuff like that. So it depends on who's recording me and just really on my mood for the day, because I might be in a day where I just got a whole bunch of shit already done that I need to record.
Right.
You feel me? So that's way more easier than like going to the studio, getting the beat cooked up, and then actually writing it when the beat's getting cooked. Because like, you can be writing it, you can be writing to the beat and go to the restroom and the beat sound totally different when you come back. So it's like,
do you like work with multiple producers, or you like to stick to one producer?
I work with like a lot of producers in the city. I like to work with a lot of people. I'm very like versatile.
Yeah, that's what makes people versatile. You know, everybody has a different sound and a different way of engineering too.
Yeah, most definitely.
So you made beats, right?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. You make beats?
Yeah.
Like, it's dope.
Like, it was a song or something that you recorded, like, that you do.
So I actually never, like, recorded on anything that I produced. I just made my beat page on Instagram, and I just displayed my work like that. But
you got to follow that.
I've been, like, more focused on just the vocal side.
Okay, I got you.
Okay. So you ain't, so you making beats, though?
Yeah.
Okay.
FL, yeah.
That's what's up. What got you into making beats along the way of, you know, how long you been doing music?
I've been doing music for about 3 years, but I can say, like, this last year I've been taking it, like, more serious because just the traction that it built, like, on its own. So I had to, like, step up to the plate, and I was like, okay, do I want to do it or not?
Right. Thanks.
So that for real.
Because it's hella work. Yeah. You know? People, everybody want to do music, but they don't know. Yeah, what you say, Big, Cube said, if you ain't willing to grind for 5 years...
With no
not
problems.
Get paid.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Because every show ain't free. You feel me? But at the end of the day, once you put your work in, people see the value of you, of just having you in the room. So, like, right now, like, I'm blessed. You feel me? Like, I'm paying my bills off of taking pictures of, like, of me and pulling up to people's podcasts, shows, even hosting, you know? So, sometimes I don't even... I'll get paid and I'm not even performing, you know?
Yeah.
So, it's like... It's love.
Plus,
I can
money
bring my bitches.
Huh?
Period. I said, plus, we can bring my bitches. Period.
Right.
Like,
yeah. That's what's up.
Which one do you like to do better?
Which one? What do you mean?
If y'all didn't hear
that's
that,
another thing.
If y'all didn't hear that, she said, what does she like to do better? She like to write, produce, or sing. What does she like to do the best?
I ain't gonna lie. People know me more for rapping. But I personally just started singing more just because I got more confident with myself. But
so you haven't always sung?
Huh?
You haven't always sung?
No.
Okay.
Like, I ain't gonna lie. Like, when I first started rapping, I was on my Molly Brazy. Like, I was pulling up to the studio 15 deep with niggas. I ain't got no, like, female friends.
Molly Brazy. Who's Molly Brazy? That
she's like a Detroit rapper.
Yeah. She's pretty dope,
okay,
too.
Okay, yeah.
She's always with the, she's always with the gang.
Yeah, with the gang. Mm-hmm. But, like, growing up and just, like, you know, as a grown woman, that shit's not really cute. You feel me? And I know what really comes with that stuff because I'm from the hood. So it's like...
From?
I'm Cecil. West End, baby. West End Shorty.
Okay, it's a lot of legends from down there.
You feel me? And it's just like, I just know how I can be. You feel me? Behind the scenes, behind the taking pictures and shooting videos. Like,
the everyday
shit. You feel me? It's just, it's different whenever your niggas is done. You
Definitely.
Feel me? So it's like, you gotta watch what you say. And then as a female, it's just totally different because niggas ain't playing with you, especially down here. You feel
Facts.
Me? And the way my mouth set up, it just, let me rap about something else.
Yeah.
I got other shit to do, other shit that I experience. You feel me?
So, do you.
When you're picking up beats and everything, like, is there a certain sound that you're looking for?
And that voice in the background, we appreciate your feedback, but it's kind of, you know what I mean? But you got your, one more question, what was it?
She said.
That's my cousin's old
she
lady.
She said, basically, what you say? Can you say it? I want to say it the right way. So whenever I'm making beats, there's not like a specific sound I try to go for because I feel like when I try to do that type of sound, it's so hard to just come up with the rhythm. It's better to just like freelance it and just, you know, see what comes to your head.
So like if you could pick as an artist, you speaking of producers, like if you could pick any beat, like a blank check price don't matter. If any producer in the game, like, who would it be?
This is the Big and Lazy Podcast. I'm Big. I'm B Fines. And we're excited to announce our collaboration with Flur. Together, we are offering a brand new chorus specifically designed for musicians and artists just like you. This course is packed with viable insight, practical tips to help you grow and succeed in your creative endeavors. And if you use, I'm not going to lie to you, if you use our link to purchase this program, we get a little kickback. So I need you to go check, and it's the link's going to be in the description, in the comments. Go check that out. Flur, Big and Lazy, together, putting Louisville on the map.
Yup. It's crazy because, like, I don't really know a lot of, like, famous producers. Uh-huh. Like, I'm a baby. I'm 21. So, like, right. I'm more of just, like, studying the artists. You feel me? Seeing right. how people, like, how they did with their process and stuff like that. But the producers are a very big, you feel me, part of the come up. I just found the artist slash producer called, named The Alchemist.
Yeah, heard of
The Alchemist. Yeah, so it's like, you feel me? Like, I fuck with The Alchemist. So it's like, if you like, my playlist is like Dolce, Alchemist, Sabrina Claudio. Like, my playlist is really nothing like what y'all heard my music.
Have you ever heard of Love the Genius?
No.
She's a female rapper. She raps with Benny the Butcher and Conway. Like, she got some, she's got some real bars. Like,
nah, I'm about to check her out. My,
Love the Genius. She spelled it funny. It's 7X EVN The Genius. Like, okay. She spelled it. She's,
so if you could work with any artist in the world.
Right now.
Right now.
Dead or alive.
Dead or alive. Hold up.
Period.
That's a bit much. Can I pick one for each?
Yeah,
great. Okay.
One alive.
my favorite artist right now, hands down, female and males, Dolce. Dead. I ain't gonna lie. I'm a bad bitch. I gotta fuck with a bad boy, so... Tupac vibes. I just want to, because I just feel like if he was still alive, like him, DMX, all of them, like, they really be popping their shit. Like, them is bad niggas. Like,
I'm going to tell you something that fucked me up this past week. It's crazy you said Pac, because I was talking to one of my niggas, and he said he feel like Pac is not top tier rapper. You know, it's a lot of people better than him today. The nigga was talking about Future was better.
And it's like, I pick, not to cut you off, I'm sorry.
No, you good.
Not to cut you off, but like, I pick Pac because it's not even just his artistry.
Right.
It was his confidence. You feel me? Like, with how he was dealing with them people, how he was dealing with the bitches, how he was dealing with being an actor, all of that. You feel me? So at the end of the day, like, to see a black man at that time move like that and do that, because, like, I ain't gonna lie, like, I fuck with Biggie, but I don't see Biggie shooting movies and doing all of this and all, like,
but
like,
that's what made Pac,
like, Pac was
legendary.
On his DMX, you feel me? Like, so.
Pac was legendary for that fact.
Yeah.
He died at, what, 25?
And
he had, like, 15 movies.
And his body of work was crazy, like you
crazy.
Said.
Crazy. Like, even the cover arts, bro. Like, come on, y'all.
That's a lot of him, though. But that's why I said, like, Pac is the GOAT of this shit, because he was one of them first niggas to do what he wanted with it. Everybody be like, man, he wasn't no gangster. He was like, nigga, I'm whatever
Kanye.
I want to be.
On some Kanye shit.
You know
shit.
What I'm saying? Like, definitely on some Kanye.
Don't give
and thanks,
a fuck.
And thanks to AI, you might get an honor being Tupac. You know what I mean?
So yeah.
That's out. You know what I mean? You might want to talk to
if Tupac's family. If you're watching this, I'm most definitely going to contact y'all first before I do that. Because I actually feel like that AI shit is really weird. Like, we want to
really
clarify
weird.
Our shit.
You're talking.
Like, no offense. I would feel offended if, like, I had a child who did music, and they passed away, and I heard a song that I know that's
that
not my baby's
for a long
voice.
Time, though.
You feel me?
Pop,
like,
though.
That hits different.
It does.
You feel me? A child, a parent, a brother, anybody hearing that, a best friend. Like, I don't know.
What I said about
they
the
did
AI
that
shit,
to Nicki Minaj.
I think the AI shit is deeper than what everybody think. Everybody was like, oh, Drake is mad because they're using his voice for AI and all that. I think if somebody can call my son and use my voice and say, open up the door, my nigga. You know, try to get in
that's
the house.
Something.
It's dangerous.
Yes, it really is.
Well, come outside, bro.
It really is.
That's my nigga. You come outside and get clapped down because a nigga got your voice on
AI.
That
computer shit. It's
yeah, it's definitely. We in the future.
We're in it, literally.
We in the future.
Cars drive themselves.
I don't.
They got robot waiters. I've been to a restaurant with a robot waiter.
Robot taxis, too.
Is it down in Atlanta?
No, in Louisville.
Really?
It's called Jumbo Buffet. Yeah. Like,
and they got rolled by waiters.
Yes, I swear to God. It's like this big, too. And it just like rolls around right up to you and has like a little tablet on the thing.
Yeah, that's spooky.
Love it. Like,
but I can see self-driving cars is cool, but how y'all feel about flying cars? Because I can see niggas falling clean out the sky talking about they know their car.
No one.
I know my car. Then,
I ain't gonna lie, because I'm one of them. I know my car. You feel me? When
but
my
do
baby's
you trust your
love,
nigga, your homie, your homegirl, y'all going to the club, everybody drinking, to fly?
I ain't
driving.
Lie. We on the road right now, and I let them know, hey, you got a superstar in the car. We ain't ready to do all
you
that
you feel
shit.
Me? But flying's a whole other thing. I don't even trust getting on the plane.
I'ma drive.
Like that.
You ever been on the plane?
Yes.
First time I've been on the plane, I just flew for like, first and only time, I flew for like 30 minutes to Chicago.
30 minutes? I mean, that's good.
Hold on, yeah, hold on, my nigga, you flew to Chicago. You a star, my nigga.
I flew to Chicago, man.
Yeah. That's a short drive. We on that road.
That's a, bro, 30 minutes.
I hit the road. I
my nigga
lie.
Flew.
I drove a couple times to Chicago, but the last little time I flew, because I just wanted to get on the plane.
He
nigga's
just
a star.
He just wanted to act, make his bitch mad, try to post the airport.
Yeah. My nigga Big is a star officially.
Can I flew to Chicago?
I haven't been to Chicago. I would love to go.
That's just a dope city. It's
I go to Chicago.
I mean,
you gotta
think, I'm 21. I just turned 21 November last year.
Chicago.
And I don't
one
got
of
no nigga
places.
Or nothing. So it's just like, who am I supposed to be going out of town with?
You ain't got no nigga, so no nigga's gonna watch it. It's gonna be up.
No,
night.
I don't got no nigga. She ain't no nigga. She. Ain't no nigga paying for no nails, no hair, having with no car insurance,
up,
no
though.
Bills, no car, nothing.
That's what's up. That's why you said in the beginning.
So I don't got no nigga.
Your mouth is
get
bad
me.
Too.
I've been single for 3 years.
That's why you said your mouth is bad too, because you pay for everything on yourself. Nigga, I'm not ready to take
I mean,
no shit from you.
That's not
nigga.
Why my mouth is bad, because it's like, I know when to be submissive, but
it's
just it's like,
dope, though.
It's a time and a place and a person.
Y'all hear that? So. She said it's a time and a place and she know.
And a now, person.
Hold on.
Person.
Double back on it.
And
so you
know.
Said a man got to pay you.
No, she said she do it.
No, oh, okay. you was like, is it anybody on her? Is okay,
okay.
Other? And I'm like, nah, niggas not even
but that's
doing
why I said
that,
your
so
mouth
he
can
ain't
be
doing
bad,
all that,
though.
I hope you ain't think he ain't getting none.
That's why a nigga, that's why your mouth can be bad for nigga get out of line. Like, you ain't trying to see me like, no, my
you
nigga, you have nothing going on.
You have nothing going on.
And you
on.
Don't pay none of my bills or nothing, so I'm not obligated.
Even if, you like, you don't
saying?
Even got to pay all
so
my
you wouldn't
bills.
Date a broke nigga. You wouldn't date
you don't even got to pay all my bills. Uh-huh. But, like, I ain't going to lie. Like, I've never had a nigga that was, like, at my shows, at my photo shoots.
Supporting what your dreams are.
Shooting with you in the gym. Baby.
And studio. Mm. Yeah, like, literally, like, I didn't had a like, when I first started rapping, I was in a relationship. But, like, he was content with me being, like, his housewife, you feel me? Like, right. He's used to 3 meals, boom, 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 coming back from work. My thing was, like, once I started doing it, you still had your 3 meals and a little snack. I'm just gone for 12 hours.
So, could you, like, so could you date a dude?
I might come back, and I'll just be ding, 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 ding.
Could you date a man, say, you're going to be a star. You got so many avenues. You mess with the podcast, the music, the acting. Something's going to stick, the modeling. Something's going to stick.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Could you date a dude that just don't understand? Like, come on, bro.
The lifestyle.
I got to be on the road. I mean, I got this. I got to.
I mean, I feel like that's the most important thing in a relationship is just being able to comprehend and communicate with each other. It doesn't matter about the
key.
Time. It doesn't matter about the experience y'all had with each other. It doesn't matter if you even came close to death. You feel me? Like,
yeah.
It's about, you know, the little stuff like that. So it's like, if you can't understand, I don't know how to make it work. You feel me? And
facts.
I can't stop what I'm doing because at the end of the day, the person who wants to be in my life is going to have to understand this comes first.
Facts.
You feel me?
On
and then
that
at the
comes
end of the
first.
Day, like,
yeah.
like this, like my career comes first.
Facts.
But I'm going to always be there for you. I'm always going to make the decision that at least makes you feel content. I don't ever want you to feel like your opinion don't matter. So it's not like, oh, they're going to pay me $2 million to be naked in the video, in the movie. Here, babe, you want a meal or what? If you don't want a meal, you almost put this two meal, what you gonna do?
You
almost put the two meal, you feel me? Hey, I'm sorry,
was,
my man don't want me to do it.
If I was Kiki Palmer's baby daddy.
Kiki Palmer's baby daddy's bruh, on some sucker shit.
You tripping, bro.
How's he on some sucker?
Because if I was in there with Usher,
yeah.
Do your thing.
Baby daddy. Uh-huh. Rest is Usher. Sit back. Listen, I'm not gonna do nothing with him, okay?
You feel me?
But,
and then that same nigga would have a problem with. If she did a movie and we seen them cheeks in the movie.
But what I'm saying,
it's
though, is like,
thing,
not
you know?
To be funny, she's already been that type of actor
yeah,
that didn't have any type of role. So it's just
facts.
Like, bro, you already knew what she was dealing with. It's like basically saying you dated a bottle girl.
Facts.
But then next thing you know, whenever y'all start dating, she's wearing see-through pants and like little shirt. Bruh, when you met her, you seen this bitch's ass when you met her.
Could you date a porn star?
No. But I ain't gonna lie. Don't nobody need to see what my nigga's working with.
But yeah, like you say, if you know what you're getting into coming into the shit,
that's all I'm saying. I ain't changing you if I get with a chick. If I get with Sexy Red right now,
but I could date a porn star though.
If I get with, yeah, I feel you.
But she's eating dick.
My favorite porn star.
Different ones. Hey. There's been in people. So it's not like she got a little sneaky link on the side who don't be fucking nobody but her.
Yeah.
He's fucking bitches, niggas, everything.
See, that's too much.
And she's sucking it. And yeah, she's coming back to you.
I don't know.
He's still down, boy.
She can have a purpose in my life. I'm not going to marry her, but she can have a purpose in my life.
What if it's soft porn?
I don't know.
Soft porn is when you can't see shit but the titties.
Some old power shit.
That type of shit. Back in the day on HBO when you stay up too late and it's the soft porn.
Yeah.
You just see some titties and some moaning.
I ain't gonna lie. Like, I don't want me like a low dude. Like, my dude can do whatever he do. You feel me? I just like, I don't know. I don't want him doing that.
My thing is, you ain't gotta
be the richest. You ain't gotta be an artist, a producer, a photographer. But just have you something going. Like
some motion. You know, some shit like to support
Tiana,
yourself.
Like Tiana and her husband. Like Tiana and Taylor and her husband. So, they do two totally different things.
Let me ask you this. So you meet a dude, the perfect guy, whatever, 6 feet, whatever you your perfect dude, whatever, you know what I mean?
Six foot, period.
But you find out, y'all fucking around for maybe a year or two, and you find out in his past he was a porn star, he was out here.
A prostitute or a porn star? Which one?
A prostitute is a porn star.
You're doing it for money.
Yeah,
he's doing it all. So are you cutting it off like, damn, fam? But
I mean, are we already together? Are we already getting it?
Y'all in like a year, y'all been fucking around like a year or two.
You in love. It ain't like it's just some shit.
I mean, no offense.
And you got other niggas on the side. This is your
man. The reason why I would have to break up with him and call it quits would be because you kept that away from me.
What if he said some shit like, I was scared?
Because
that's most of what niggas go through in their head. They be like, man, I'm scared to lose her, even though I went and did this
But at the end of the day, you put me in a position where the next bitch or the next nigga or my mama can bring something to me to the table about my man. You feel me?
I got a link for you.
So no matter if I don't give a fuck about him slinking dick everywhere from here to Jamaica, I knew that. You feel me? But if I don't know that, you gotta kick rocks. Nigga, you probably got a family in another country. I didn't have that happen to me before.
Damn.
Really?
Yes.
But tell us about that. Tell me. You can't just ease about it. I gotta tell us about that.
Hey, we here to listen.
Yeah, what the fuck? You can't just
give a fuck because I know he's not gonna watch this.
Yeah,
hey,
but
he might.
Basically, no, he's not.
I get people come in to get a haircut, they be like, I like the podcast.
He don't even
speak
English.
Okay.
So basically, like this man had this gas station, and we never did anything sexual or nothing like that. But I'm fucking with him for like 3 months. Like I'm talking to him, like texting him and stuff like that, and FaceTiming him. And like I ain't gonna lie, like 4 times a week, we in this man's store getting chargers, bottles. It's my man's store. You feel me?
Uh-huh.
So we good. Me and my friends. Gas, all that. So next thing you know,
where he at? If he giving out gas
so next
for your
thing
car.
You know, his nephew's there. His nephew's there all the time, and I'm just like, he's the one. He really speaks like good English.
Yeah.
So we talking. I'm like, shit. Why are you so like you so nice? I'm like, you got a bitch. I'm being funny.
Uh-huh.
This man's like, I have a wife. I don't know why. I couldn't even understand the language she was saying. He was speaking in Arabic. But I don't know why my women intentions was like, did he just say he got a wife, bitch? I'm looking at my bitch like, I said, what he say? That's when the nephew looked back at him. And then so he said, yeah, he got a wife. Mm. I was like, where's she at?
Yeah.
I'm like, you ain't gonna get me hurt. You feel me? Where she at?
Facts.
He's like, she's in Dubai. I'm like, okay. You got kids? He's like, yeah.
Damn.
I'm like, how many? He's like, 4.
But look though. So everything
I don't know how to feel about that, because you want my kid to be number 5? And then I didn't even ask about if you had other wives. But then right at that point in time, I already knew that we weren't going to really like take it far. But even if I did want to give him the benefit of the doubt, he fucked it up right there. Because how can you have a whole fucking family and not tell me? For one, I don't give a fuck. Let me know what's up and let me tell you if I want to deal with it.
I feel you, though. No lie. That's why I said I could.
That was a lot. That was a lot.
Like, if I dated Sexy Red right now, like, I ran into her, I would fuck with her off of what I know about her.
That's actually how it started, because he had said something. He's like, you're so beautiful, I want to marry you. Like, he typed it in his phone.
Yeah.
You feel me? And so he pushed the play on the Google thing. And I'm like, boy.
That's game right there.
Yeah, so then I'm also like, boy, you got a bitch or something like that. Because, like, he's a good-looking man. You feel me? Yeah. He got his shit together.
So you couldn't play the little part for the free gas and charges?
No, you're not right. No, I ain't going to lie. Like I said, it was getting on to like 3 months.
Yeah.
And nigga won't take me out. You feel me? He was trying to take me out first week.
Mm-hmm.
No. I cannot be seen with no like older dude. You feel me? Mm. Like, he's not like 60 or nothing, but he was like 40. My daddy's still
grand
ride around. My daddy's still ride around and go out to eat. You feel me? I don't want to see my daddy.
Man.
So
I know.
You said you was an actor too. So could you describe, like, you say you was in a Tubi, a Louisville Tubi movie?
No, I was actually on BET Plus, Showtime, and HBO.
What? We got a real deal star in this motherfucker.
I was just on. I was actually on some background stuff though, but they paid us like $100 a day to basically come and shoot and be in the background.
That's what's up.
What movies was you in?
It's called Dance for Me. Mm-hmm. One of them's. I forgot what this movie was called because it didn't make sense at all. I ain't gonna lie. We just shot for like 3 days.
Yeah.
But it was about like this Australian band coming to America on tour and something like somebody had got lost. But we was just like extras in the airport, which was really not even the airport. So, and then the other one, I ain't gonna lie. I don't know what it's called.
So you said you model too.
It is probably in my link tree.
Do you get money off OnlyFans?
No.
Okay.
I
just had to ask because women will say, I ain't no porn star, I just do OnlyFans.
And it's like, you feel me? I respect the bitch trying to get her money, but I'm just keeping it real. Like, that's prostitution.
It is.
Like, it is. Because
it's basically like, I'm going to show you this if you give me this. Like, you're literally doing it for...
real
transaction. For a transaction, you feel me? It's not more of like... it's the same thing like whenever like a bitch think that a nigga gots to give her something or do something for her because y'all fucking. Like, y'all both exchanging something. Like, bitch, you won't fuck me like I want to fuck you.
Right. Hey, B, hit that round of applause.
Man, that's what I said.
Like, pause that motherfucker. Do
like,
something.
What the fuck? Like, you want to fuck me like I want to fuck you. So, like, why do I got to pay your rent?
It's different right
there. But I can pay your rent if I want to. You feel me? It's a difference. You feel me? Like, if I fuck with you enough, I should be willing to pay your rent before I even fuck. That's how I personally feel if I was a nigga.
You 21.
And
you making sense about, a situation that it ain't no bottom line to, because most women over 35, to fuck with them, you got to be trying to pay some rent, some bills, put some groceries in the house. Because they think because y'all fucking.
Shit, them young ones just dangerous too, buddy.
Yeah, but they let it be known. I'm a young bitch. Cash at me, you know.
Yeah, now I'm like, that's the thing though. Like, I'm a young bitch and I love Cash App, but like I be doing a lot of shit. So it's like, if you're not trying to come consistently with the Cash Apps, don't introduce me to a vibe you can't maintain.
Yeah, don't introduce nobody to a vibe you can't afford. Though, you know what I mean?
Hell no.
So yeah,
that's gaslighting like a motherfucker.
It is.
Some fellas set themselves out. They go too hard on the first cut. You don't want to go too hard, like, bro. You can't. You know what I mean?
And I'm not going hard on a woman that thinks this is what I'm supposed to do.
And then you got
to
think, like, me and my daddy's best friends. So you feel me? You want to act like that?
Mm-hmm.
Right. I always said if I had a daughter,
it always
a nigga
it
ain't gonna be able to do nothing with her because my daddy can do that for me. If
exactly
I need to call a nigga,
is. Like, if it call gets to the point where I really, really need help, I'm gonna call my mama, I'm gonna call my daddy, I'm gonna call my brother. If I can't get it, if I can't ask none of them, or if I personally know they have stuff going on, I don't ask. I just gotta sit shit out and grind. Like,
it's a different type of person we got on the pod today.
People that come from like support systems. I come from a good support system.
Me too.
I love my family. Like,
me too.
It's different. It's a different set of rules they surviving by.
Yeah.
So I'm gonna go back on dates. Like, what's the best date? Like, what's your perfect date? Like, just walk us through it. Like,
so it was two questions in one. My best date. Actually, I haven't been on a date in like 2 years. My bad, I just had the burp.
Some water if you need it.
Thank you. But like, I've been on a date in 2 years. I don't really feel like Louisville guys really like make that a priority when it comes to like even just getting to know a girl. Mm-hmm. Because like, if we just getting to know each other, I don't want to go over your house. Like, I feel like that's a little intimate. You feel me? Because not, why are you so?
No, remember I said the same thing about the hotel.
Why
shit?
Are you so comfortable taking me to your house? You feel me? And it's just like, I'm personally gonna feel like, damn, is this what you do?
I said that about like, the hotel shit.
Bro. I don't like it because like, once we get to your house, we gonna watch TV, right? Facts. You don't want me on the other side of the couch. Let's be real.
Facts.
You feel me? So if it's our first time linking, second, third, whatever, I'm not trying to be all up.
Yeah.
I don't even know you, bro. You was probably eating pussy last night. We still in the talking stage.
Niggas on their smut, though.
You feel me? Nigga, we ready to go out to eat and we ready to talk. Because at the end of the day, if you in that position where you want to talk to me, you need to be single and be able to, you know, take me
but
out.
But I think
do
that's a misconception. It's a lot of good niggas in the city that's single. You know what I mean?
And to defend the guys, I don't mean to cut you off, Tajay, but
no,
like,
you're good.
Women attract all type of, like, you know what I mean? You got to pick better men in some cases because it's like.
People always say I need to pick better men.
Because it's
like,
a guy.
I'm ready for a man to pick me. I don't want to keep picking men.
Facts. I mean, I think everything you're doing is leading up to have a good man, though. You don't like to move too quick. Some women will be cool. He want to take me out.
I do fall in love in 3 days.
That's good though, because that's good though because it's life moves fast, and if you find your soulmate in 3 days,
like, time doesn't matter. Time doesn't matter. Experiences doesn't matter when it comes to a person. It's about like
and a nigga could be a straight dog and meet somebody.
Literally,
that's how you know if a nigga say I'm trying to change for you, or not even tell you like shit. I need to change for her. Like, you feel me? She worth it.
And people really
you know
can change. It's just like, it's going to be a process. It's not going to be, like, if you know you got, if your nigga's that nigga, you feel me? Only thing that you can be possibly coming to him and talking about is if you know he's talking to a bitch.
Yeah.
Period. You feel me? Like, and I mean, not even, and like, how do y'all feel about, like, on some, like, what you doing type shit? You feel me? Like,
what you mean, just texting
if you see
top?
Your bitch texting a nigga on some, like, what you doing, da-da-da-da, like...
That's some goofy
just
shit.
Just genuinely, like, reaching out to a nigga. Like, how do y'all feel about, like, having...
Well, I'm married.
It depends on the relationship of the, like, I don't know. Like, did you used to fuck with this guy? Like, I don't... But I ain't going through no phones,
but, like, let's be,
I ain't going through phones,
but, like,
neither.
Let's be real. Like, I ain't gonna lie. Like, me, like, I know I'm an attractive woman, and I do have friends... I ain't gonna put no names on it, but like, I don't know if they like me, but they are friendly. But at the same time, they do give me that same type of love, like, I'm your brother. You feel me? But at the end of the day, as a man, how would y'all feel about it? Because it's like, I don't really have a lot of female friends. So, like,
how
we might
feel
be.
How about having a female friend that's no, just.
How would you feel like if your girl had a female friend? Because, like, I'm one of them girls who have, like, I have male friends. You feel me? Like, my circle's like, when I get ready for a show, it's 2-3 niggas in my living room.
Yeah.
But that's my two of them's my producer, one of them's probably an artist from the studio. When I walk out the room, they're going to tell you, like, Anna, you look like a hoe. Like, you need to take it off.
Yeah.
Like, you need to
change
your
shirt. I mean, that's what you
shirt.
Need. Like, you kind of need certain
that. You
shit
feel
in
me?
Corner.
So that's why I genuinely like being around guys because I feel like niggas is going to tell you what's up. They're going to tell you if I'm coming to you, oh, guess what? I went out with Whoopi Whoopi. You're going to be like, bro, you are dumb as fuck.
And
you just
you,
tell
you
me?
Get to see niggas in the light of niggas when they your friends.
A bitch is going to be like, bitch, it's just like his dick.
Right.
No, bitch. What, you forgot I told you that he cheated? No, I just... link with him. Like,
my wife got a friend. Like, that's her homie. That's her homie. You know what I'm saying? He married. You know what I'm saying? But I never thought nothing of it because I never seen nothing to.
Right. That's
anytime, good. You know what I'm saying?
That means you're not insecure.
Yeah. And if I come insecure in the house, I came in the house one time and, you know, a few times and they talking, she was like, I'm just talking to Jawan. You know what I'm saying? Her friend.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I feel like I can trust it because that's a friend.
Right.
It's never been nothing for me to not trust. You know what I'm saying? But on the other hand, I don't think I could.
Okay. Right.
Which I do.
Right. But bitches do too much.
Yeah, they're friends that's friends that I grew up with that she know.
Be doing it
that's
up.
My homegirl. Like, you know what I'm saying? That's my homegirl. She knows it's my homegirl. You know what I'm saying? That's like sus. She knows that. But if it's a new bitch, that's not your friend.
Yeah, that's a new bitch is a bit much.
Yeah. You know
but I'll say like my perfect date would be like, I can't describe my perfect date because then a nigga's gonna watch this and try to do this shit, and then I'm gonna be looking at him like it's the whole time.
Mm-hmm. Nah, no. We playing a little matchmaker. Go on, tell them the person that gone in. You know, so if you're watching this.
But basically, like, my perfect date, like, I want you to just hit me up. Let me see when I'm free. And when I tell you what day I'm free, you hit me with a time. You feel me? And you take me somewhere. Don't ask me where I want to go when I get in the car. I want you to take me somewhere, have some reservations if it's a restaurant.
It's different.
And then that's just really it.
You feel me? Like, she make a nigga be creative.
Yeah, and like, so, not to be funny, open up the door. You feel me? When I'm getting in the car, getting out the car, walking.
A nigga definitely need to do it at least
because
on the first.
Like, as a bad bitch, that shit's gonna door, happen on the daily. Just by other people. So if my man's
what
not
you say,
doing
bro,
it.
You ain't opening no doors?
Right. I fell out on the chico. I ain't open no door, bro. I just got that car I got now. I'm gonna say it out here, but I was feeling myself too.
I mean, like, yeah, you feel it. And that's how I look at it. You feel me? Because, like, I feel like opening the door, it's not like, you know, bringing a bitch to moon. That's how I look at it. You know what I mean? It's like whenever it's like it's raining and you know your girl got on flip-flops. It ain't like when a nigga be dramatic on the movie and he take his shirt off and put it on the pedal.
Yeah.
Like, bro, I'm not asking you to do all of that, bro. I just asked you to open up my door.
Nah, but it would give me a little backdrop.
Nigga, I'm trying to walk to the car looking like a bad bitch.
Yeah.
Open up my door so niggas know what's up.
So like, if a nigga pull up in a...
Because my thing is, you niggas don't be knowing. Niggas is always watching.
Yeah.
Exactly how you treat your bitch.
Facts.
So they can know how to treat her.
Facts. Women too, though. Women prey on the shit they see you doing for your woman.
Yes.
They be like, damn.
I want that. Like, so if a girl see a nigga with a kid and they see all like, whoop, like he's a good dad.
Yeah.
I
want
to have a baby by him.
Yeah.
But it's like, bitch, you might have a baby by him, but you not that same bitch that he had a baby by.
You don't y'all get the same treatment from everybody.
Yeah, y'all might not. You feel me? Like, you don't get the same person. My thing is like, you don't get the same person as the next person. You feel me?
Facts.
So like, we can be fucking with the same nigga, but you might not get the same nigga.
It sounds like you're talking to somebody right now. Who else? Somebody's gonna be watching this. Right, yeah, talk that shit.
To nobody.
Yeah, talk that shit. It's all right.
Dude.
It's gonna be about six. I can't stand up, but it's all good. But yeah, a little backstop to that opening of the door. She just, for like 2 or 3 days, she vented to me like her baby daddy went shit. Like, actually, she would take her car and be gone 2 or 3 days, like dogged her. Then I pull up. I'm gonna take it. We're going somewhere. I forgot. And she said, I expect people to open the door for me. And like, she said it real smart. I'm like, you're not getting in the car? She said, nah, not until you open the door. And I got a brand new, you know, I'm riding clean. You know, I'm out of here. Like, I don't know, but I say
you hit
that to
the
say
gas on up.
Oh yeah, it's out of here.
I mean, that was a little entitled. It was a bit much.
I used to be a motherfucker.
Not talking about no.
Still
not
am,
on
though.
Yo, not on yo. Like,
on
side, like on her side, she could just been like, it's the way that you say it. You
Facts.
Feel me? Because like she still could have said, nigga, you open up the door. It's like you could have said playful, like, brother, open up the door. Like,
yeah, but,
nigga, open the door, laughing. But
you
like,
ever seen a Bronx Tale?
Yes.
A Bronx Tale.
Like,
see, I'm one of them niggas that. The movies you watched growing up, I took heed to. You know what I'm saying?
I know what
Jason's
you're talking about,
too.
A Bronx Tale, he's Crooklyn. A Bronx Tale, his OG told him, look, if she reach over and open your and unlock your door for you to get in the car, she yours. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But the small
hey,
shit,
like
I'm going to tell you, when I was a young nigga, when she was just my girlfriend, we was young, walking down the street, I put her on the inside, and she told me, like,
That's what you do, because, like, I ain't going to lie. Remember I told you I went on a date 2 years ago?
Uh-huh.
I'm going to go back to that. We was leaving, and we was, like, walking downtown in Louisville. And you know how it can be on, like, a Saturday night. It's people outside.
Yeah.
You feel me? White, black, young, old. I don't know why, but I noticed that I'm on the wrong side of the street.
Yeah.
And so I move over, and he's looking at me while I do it. And I'm like... Cool.
Uh-huh.
We go somewhere. I go to like a little spot. You feel me? To go smoke. We just sit down. When we're leaving, I peep the same thing. You feel me? And I'm like, nigga, you ain't got no manners. I'm like, I'm supposed to be on this side of the street. You feel me? He was like, I mean, shit.
It's
it ain't
manners,
even
but it's also niggas. Y'all gotta understand.
Supposed to be protecting.
Women likes attention. Affection to feel like damn.
And
if you can put that
protection.
On a woman's mind, like damn, this nigga at least care about me. You know what I'm saying?
let me give you a
little
winning.
Scenario.
Y'all out. You and your old man is out. You and your whatever guy friends out. And he get into a fight and get beat up. Are you gonna do you look at any different? You all right?
He get beat up.
Oh.
Hey. Hey. Nah, my man, like, I don't give a fuck.
This is the most deadliest weapon
I don't give a
in the world right
care.
Now.
Still you ain't turn. Hitting my man. Big, tall, that's, white, black, president,
that's what's up.
Rich.
That's what's up.
I don't give a fuck. Don't
going
hit my
down
man.
With him, huh?
Yes,
that's what's up.
Free
that's
us.
What's up. That's
but,
what's up.
But before we get out of here, we asked everybody, like, the podcast is big and lazy, so you got to give us something big, something good to eat, and lazy, something good to watch when we get out of here.
Something big to eat?
No, something good.
I was
going
to say, my
butt. Something good to watch.
Okay, wait. Say the big thing again.
Something good to eat, and lazy, something good to watch.
Yeah. Something good to eat.
Local, anywhere, like.
Oh, okay.
Put us on or something.
FT's on Cecil.
There you go, home team. There you go.
Period.
And give us something to watch.
All the time,
something
too.
To watch. I love Insecure by Issa Rae.
That's a good show right there.
You like that?
It's a damn good show. Yeah.
Yeah, see, I kind of like that.
It's a good show.
Well,
right
I
there.
Feel like that's how every woman really is, lightweight.
Yeah.
Like, how they have, like, she be like by herself.
I think.
You got to watch it.
I think that show it's showed good. Us that men and women are more alike than
it
we
really
think.
It really is. Oh, and that's my first time, like, ever hearing a guy say that. I mean, so, yes.
I
got to
watch
it.
Insecure on HBO?
HBO. It actually just
it's on Netflix.
On Netflix. Yeah.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Okay. It was good rapping it to you. Yeah. Where can they find you? Like, what you got
yeah.
going on?
Drop
like,
your links.
You can follow me on all platforms at The Real Anna B. D-A-D-A Real A-N-N-A-B. D-A Real A-N-N-A-B. You can also check out my podcast. It's actually on my same YouTube channel as my music, Anna B Music, and it's under Talk to Me Podcast. So, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Plug
out.
It. So, we get our first guest spot on her podcast. What's
yes,
your podcast? What's it called?
Talk to Me Podcast.
Okay. Yeah. Talk to Me Podcast.
I got one more question, though, before we get out of here.
Yes.
What do you have coming up music-wise? Because I'm a big music head. So, what do you have coming up? A single, a video, an album? What do you got in the works?
I don't have any, like, nothing, I say, like, big, like, albums or nothing like that. Because I'm still just trying to find my right audience.
Mm-hmm.
It's like...
You're young enough, too. It's enough time.
Yeah, I'm still, like, learning. But I feel like what I have coming up next is more showing my versatility, my versatility. Because I feel like the people that know me or that had interviews with me was able to see that type of behind-the-scenes Anna B. So, mm-hmm. like, I just want to show them that, like, I'm way more than, like... A rap bitch.
It's dope.
It was all love. It was good talking to you. Yep. Welcome back anytime.
Hell yeah. Great interview. Great person.
Great energy.
Thank you.
Yes,
_ B-F-I-N-E-S on Instagram. _ B-F-I. Real simple.
Greedy
Big
and
lazy.
Greedy and Lazy USA on Instagram.
You know, coffee Period. Cups. We got merch coming soon.
Period. Y'all gonna let me model?
Whenever you want.
Yeah.
We're here.
Which are extra small? You get the right size.
Yeah, extra smile. All
right, we gonna get you. You got me through, Reggie.
All them bitches think they competition, man, I'm laughing at. I got in my feelings, I run it up. All them hoes rapping, I pass them up. Strip clubs, yeah, we throw it up. They know what's us, we show them love. I hang with gangsta and baddies. That type going trip with your daddy. I told sleeping some panties. He aggy, my attitude nasty. You approaching a queen, don't argue with peasants. I don't need a king, I did it myself. And watch how I hold in the palace. Ain't seen him in weeks, I've been doing me. Ain't really with all the nagging.
Hey, B. Haywood, Confirmed Podcast Network. Thank you for all the continued support. Continue to check out We Them Girls podcast as well as Big and Lazy podcast on the Confirmed Podcast Network. We love you. Thank you for the support and keep on listening. We got more content coming for y'all. Thank you.
Hey, this is B. Haywood, executive producer of Confirmed Multimedia. And if you want extra content, you can go to buymeacoffee.com/confirmed and get early access to all of our content.
You're listening to Confirmed.